Okay, today's daf is Yivama's daf Tzadi Tes 99, and we are Tzadi Chesma Beis. We'll read the Mishnah again, Tzadi Chesma Beis, as we continue here in the 11th parak of Nosin Al Ha'anusa, as we keep on marching in our goal of learning each day together here in Daf Yomi land. Says the Mishnah, Chamesh Nashim Shenis Arbo V'lado Sehem. So now we're on, if you remember, the Me'iri spoke about the different sections of this parak. We are on to the next section of the parak where we have mixtures, ta'aruvos, between two different babies. One's a Kohen, one's a Yisrael. They're both Yisraelim. One's a Kohen, one's an Eved. So we will see the example. So this is the first case. Five women that their babies, all their baby boys get mixed up. Higdilu ha'ta'aruvos, and then they grow up. V'nasu nashim v'mesu. And these children, who you don't know who their parents are, get married, v'mesu, and their husbands die, are ba'a choltzin la'achas ve'echan mi'abe mosad. They each have a vadai brother. These women also have, besides the suffix child, they have a vadai child. So each of those have to do something, because each of these, it might be their paternal brother, and therefore, four of them have to do chalitza, and one of them does yibim. Arba chotzim la'achas v'achan mi'abim mosad. To each of the women, each woman receives four chalitzas and one yibim. So she's for sure covered. She's for sure covered. So whoever her brother-in-law really is has done either chalitza or yibim. Hu vishlosha, and then after one woman gets four chalitzas and then a yibim, so then the one who did yibim and three of the other chalitza boys, choltzin la'achas, v'yechan miyabim, then they all do chalitza again, and one is miyabim, and they go through the whole process. Nimsu, at the end of the process, each one of them is married to one of these women. So it comes out, arba chalitzas v'yibim l'chalachas v'achas. Four chalitzas and one yibim to each of these women, and each man ends up with one of these women as his wife. Rashi says, why is this done? As we're going to see in the Gemara also. Rashi says, v'hu adin, the last four lines of Rashi on the Mishnah, nami dematzi arbola mechles lakulu. It could be, you know, you could also have four of them doing chalitza, the same four doing chalitza to all of them, and one doing yibim to all of them. Right? Because either he's marrying somebody who's not related to him, or he's doing yibim. So it could have said that, but it'd rather be do this, as the Gemara is going to say, because at least this way, there's a chance that Yibim is going to be fulfilled with all of them. Dilma l'kol chad misram yididei. Maybe it just worked out that each one of them is really doing Yibim to their paternal brother. Says the Gemara, v'dafka michlatz v'hadu yivume. And only first chalitza is done and then Yibim. Meaning the four and the one. First chalitza, why? Aval yivume b'reisha lo. Not Yibim first, because just in case this is not the right woman, then this woman is zakuka, right? Li'yibim, and she's the kapaga b'yivam alashuk. And therefore, first do chalitza, just in case. My hu vishlosha choltzin la'achas. What does it mean that he and the others, meaning one of the ones who did yibim first, does chalitza with the another three, and a different brother does yibim? Delotemo libminu chavakulu. You shouldn't say that one of them should do yibim for all of them. Why? Elakol chad v'chad miyabim chada dilma misrami ledidei. As Rashi quoted on the Mishnah, it could be that each one of them will get their mitzvah. Ask the Aruch Laner, and this is the beginning of a very fascinating discussion, and that is, what does the Gemara say? Better for each of them to take one of the women in Yibam, because there's a chance that each of them are doing the mitzvah. Why don't you say one of them does Yibam to all of them? Because then, vadai, one of them is doing the mitzvah. Is it better for everybody to do a suffing mitzvah, or for at least one person to do a vadai mitzvah? So the Gemara obviously is holding the former, that it's better for everybody to do a suffing mitzvah. And the Aruch Laner is not so convinced of that. He says, well, Adarabba, why don't you say, Yibim Echa Lekulam, Dimikuyam Vadai Mitzvahs Yibim Ba'achas Mehem? Why don't you say that? She said, it must be back to the Gemara we had earlier, a couple of months ago, where we spoke about how if a man has five women, it's better not to do Yibim to five women. That was the case then. Four was the most, if you remember, because of Ona issues, how often he could be with his wives. So Lefid Asi Shapir. So that's why one person should do it here. And that also explains, says the Aruch Laner, why the case is five and not any less than that, even though it could have had the Hechi Timsia of less than five. Could have said four. But Asi Shapir. Tachamisha lo yacholisa mishim ona. V'ino se dalid leka mitzvahs yibim vadai. V'lachein adiv she. And if he only does four, and you know, chalitza, one of them, you know, one of them does yibum to the fifth one, that still doesn't work, because maybe there's no yibum. So better than five brothers doing it. You still don't have a vaday. But l'chein adiv sheyibim achas kol achas mehen, u'bezeh meduyak l'manachem matisan aminyan chamisha dafka. That's the Aruch Lener, but you see from here that the... It seems that it's better for one person to do a vaday, five people to do a subbing mitzvah than one person to do a vaday mitzvah. And again, this is a discussion. This Aruch Lener is expanded upon by the Achronim in our sugya, and they quote the Shari Tshuva in Hilchas Matzah quotes that, let's say, if two people have one kezayis matzah, is it better for them to split it and they'll each do a chati shir, which is kind of like a mitzvah? We discussed that in the past. Chati shir b'mitzvah saseh. The Gemara says in Yuma, there's an Issa d'araisa, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Chati shir by Yisurim. If I eat a half a kezayis of treif. But what about mitzvah saseh? So that's a discussion. The Shari Tshuva says, if two people have one kezayis of matzah, it's better that adiv shayasu goro. Make a goro, and one of them should eat the entire kezayis, rather than split it up. Why? Better for one person to do a vaday mitzvah. So, that's not exactly what our Gemara is saying. Our Gemara is saying that, no, better for five people to try to do a suffering mitzvah. And so, they discuss how you are mechalik between that case of matzah and our case. The Yosef Lekach says, Be'emes adif sheyiyat tzad shalote akir ha-mitzvah bichlal me'asher she'echad vada yekayim v'asheni vada ya'akor. You have to look at it the other way. There's a suffering mitzvah, but there's also, if the five people do it, there's only a suffering mitzvah, but there's also not a vadai not doing the mitzvah. If you have one person do yibum to all of them, you're right. Vadai, the mitzvah is being done, but there's also vadai, the mitzvah is not being done. So the question is how you look at it. Is it better to take the chances with the kiyum mitzvah, or better to take the chances with the bitul mitzvah? That is a very interesting shaila discussed here. It also might relate, lav dafka, but it might relate to the general sugya that we've discussed in terms of mitzvah versus matir. Meaning, if you, the more you say chalitza is just a matir type of mechanism, it's counted as one of the 613, but if you say inherently it's more of a matir, then you might be less inclined to say, yeah, let them do chalitza, because they're not really doing anything. They're just being matir. If you say chalitza is also a mitzvah, then you might be a little more flexible in terms of spreading it out. Okay, it doesn't have to be connected to that, but that's a possibility. Good. So that is part one of the Gemara. Again, do chalitza first and na'ibum, and have each of the people, the boys involved, do part of it. Good. Number one. Number two, we continue. Says the Gemara, this is a Tosefta. Miksasan achin u'miksasan she'ein achin. If you have a mixture, some of them are brothers, some of them are not brothers. Ha'achin chotzin v'she'ein achin miyambin. The ones who are not brothers do chalitza. I'm sorry, the ones who are brothers do chalitza. The ones who are not brothers do yibam. So my comment, what's the case? What do you mean? Some are brothers, some are not brothers. What does that Tosefta mean? So Amar Rav Safra ha'achi ka'amar. Says Rav Safra, it means as follows. Miksasan achin min ha'av. Umiksasan achin min ha'im. The case is you have a mixture. Some, all the brothers, let's say there are vade brothers standing here next to the mixture. So all of these brothers have full brothers in this mixture. They have full, meaning both paternal and maternal, full brothers. But some of them also have maternal brothers in the mixture, just maternal brothers. So it could be, and then they die. So the question is, do they do yibum, do they do chalitza? So the ones that just have maternal brothers, that's a problem, because maybe they're doing yibum with a maternal brother. There's no mitzvah of yibum there. That's just eshes ach. So, achim minoeim choltzin. If the ones who have only pure maternal brothers in this mixture have to do chalitza, because there's a chash that they're violating the isra of eshes ach, the achim minoam miyabin. But the ones who have achim minoam, or all full brothers, they could yibum, because each one of them is fine. Miksasan koanim, umiksasam she'enam koanim. What if some of these brothers are koanim and some of them are not brothers? So what's the potential problem? Because if it's like we've said, they all do chalitza except for one, so a koan can't be with a chalutza. Chalutza the koan is aser. So what do you do in this case? Koanim choltzin. So the koanim only do chalitza. They can't do yibim to any of these women who also get chalitza. She'enam koanim yamin. And the ones who are not koanim, the ones who are yisraelim, can do yibim. What happens if you have a double? You have miksasa koanim and miksasa achim and aim. Every brother is either a koan or has a maternal brother in this group. So then eluvelu choltzim lo miyabim. Then they all have their own problem, and therefore only chalitza and not yibam. Period. This Gemara doesn't seem so exciting. I mean, every Gemara is exciting, but the Ramban thinks this is a crucial Gemara. Why? We had earlier, back on Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph, the Gemara said that Chalutza L'Kohen, we know, is an Isser D'Rabbanan. Grusha L'Kohen is an Isser D'Araisa. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. Chalutza L'Kohen is an Isser D'Rabbanan. Similar to Grusha. What about Safik Chalutza L'Kohen? The Gemara there said Mutter. The Gemara said, Safik Chalutza L'Kohen, on top. My time, a Chalutza D'Rabbanan he, the Safik Chalutza L'Gazu B'Hu Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara says. Safik Chalutza, they were not gozer on. Right? Even though, that's the Gemara. Fine. Meaning, you might say, Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula. So it's a similar idea. Safik Chalutza. But the Ramban there says, this only means Bidi Eved. It does not mean lechatchila that we would allow a Kohen to marry a Safik Chalutza. Only if the Kohen is already married to a Safik Chalutza, we will not make him get divorced. But if he is not married yet, then even by a Safik Chalutza, we will not allow it, different than regular Safik Drabana Lakula. Usually Safik Drabana Lakula were Mako, period. But here, says the Ramban, this is more Chamor. Even by Safik Chalutza, still we wouldn't allow. What's my raya? Says the Ramban. That Gemara in Daf Chaf Dalet, Safik Chalutza, is only okay b'di'evan al-chadchila. Our Gemara right here. Each of these women are Safik Chalutzas. Right? Maybe they're not a Chalutza, and yet we don't allow the Kohen to marry them. Says the Ramban, it's Beferish. Safik Chalutza is only okay after they're married. Says the Ramban there on Daf Chaf Dalet. Pirish Rashi, Lo Gazur Rabbanan La Fuke Misafik V'chein Iker V'yafal Gav Deshar Safik Shal Divrehem Afilu Lechatchila Lekula Kivan De'ika Maisa Rabba Shechalatz Laba Bezdin. We're going to do Chashi. She did. She had Chalitza done to her. It's huge, major Maisa. You know, Chalitza is not something private. Right, you have to have people there, and she spits, and you say chalutz hanal, and they declare, not a private thing. So it was done to her. So she's safik, maybe she didn't need it, but because the act was done, ein matirin osa lohi velo tzarasa. V'hachanami muchach behedya beperagnosin ala anusa. Right, that's our raya, said the Ramban, quoting our Gemara. Right, that's the raya that it's only okay bidi evan. There are a chlaner. Doesn't think our Gemara is a raya. The Aruch Haner suggests that maybe our Gemara is worse. Why? Because when would we say Safek could be Mutter Lechadchila where it's a Safek Ashakol? Right? It's equals 50-50. But here, there's more of a chance, right, 4 out of 5, that she is a Chalutza. Right? It's weighted. Because this only one of the brothers is her real brother-in-law. Right? All the other people in the mixture are going to make her a Chalutza. So therefore, maybe this is worse. That's why we wouldn't allow lechatchila, because there's 80% that she is a chalutza. But in a chinami, if it's shave b'shave, if it's 50-50, shakol, so then maybe we would allow chalitza, allow the coin to marry Safik Chalutza lechatchila. Either way, that is an important shita of the Ramban, back on Daf Chaf Dalet, proving it from our Gemara here, that Safik Chalutza is only mutter bidi eved. Meaning if, nowadays, there was a case, but we'll get to it soon. A case where, like, many years later, let's say a Kohen is married to a woman, and you find out later, she had Chalitza done to her. So if she had Fadi Chalitza done to her, so she's violating this Drabanan. But if it's a Safek Chalitza, there are any Sveikos, so then we would allow them to stay married. Okay. Tana Rabanan. So here we go. We have three cases here. Remember, we had a couple of days ago, we had the riddles on Daf of Tzadi Zayin Amabes. So now the Gemara comes up with, not riddles, but three other cases that the Tosefta brings that are somewhat unusual. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Yesh choletz le'imo misafek, la'achoso misafek, lebito misafek. There are some times that there are mixtures that you could end up doing chalitza just in case to your mother, your sister, or your daughter. And basically the case is where a person's wife, right, a person's sister-in-law, got mixed up with his mother, or with his daughter, or with his sister. That's the case. So therefore, you have to do it just in case. It's not your mother. Just in case it is the other person, your real sister-in-law. So the Gemara just goes through what those cases are. Ketzad. Imo v'isha acheres. Person's mother and another woman. V'lahen shnei zacharim. They each have boys. V'chazru v'yoldu shnei zacharim b'machbe. And then they each have another boy, but now that's a suffix. That's going to be a suffix because the two boys get mixed up in b'machbe, in a cave, and whatever the case is. There was a mix-up. Uba bina shalzu v'nasa ima shalzu. And this vadai son, right, the two women were not related. So the son of one of the women married the mother of the other one. V'nasa ima shalzu, uba bina shalzu v'nasa ima shalzu, uba bina shalzu v'nasa ima shalzu. So they're each married to the mother, v'mesu below banim. And these vadai boys now died. So now, each of the mixed-up sons, right, maybe this is my brother who died, maybe this is a total stranger who died, so I don't know, but the total stranger married my mother. So, just in case, zecholes l'shteyem, zecholes l'shteyem. So they do chalitza to both of them, just in case. Nimsa kol echad ve'echad choles l'imo misafek. So, because he doesn't know who his mother is. So each one of them does chalitza to his mother and to the other woman, misafek, right, because he doesn't know who vade the mother is. That's one case. That's the mother case. La'achoso misafik. What's the case of la'achoso? Ketzad. Imo v'isha acheres. She'yoldu shtei nekevos b'machbe. So a man's mother and another woman had two females. Two nekevos b'machbe. And to each one, there was another maternal brother. Each one of these had a maternal brother. Uba'u acheim shalom me'asaha'im. And the brothers of these girls came, who had a different mother, v'nasu'um, but they shared a father. That was the crucial point here, because that's because they shared a father. V'nasu'um, and married them, u'mesu b'lo banim, and then they died without kids, again, cholitz l'shteyem. So the other brothers, these have to do chalitza to these women, who, misupik, is this, who this family member is. Nipsa cholitz l'chosim misupik, so again, this might be his sister. So therefore, but again, you have to do it. Nothing wrong in these cases, right? The riddle, some of them were averos done. These aren't averos done. These were just cases where I might be, my sister-in-law might be, you know, is mixed up with my sister. Labito misafek ketzad, third case. What about to his daughter, just in case? Ishto v'isha acheres sheyoldu sheinakevos b'machbe, a person's wife and his another woman had two babies, and he's not sure which is his daughter and which is a total stranger, right? And uba'u acheihem, and the brothers came v'nasu'um and married two other brothers from a different mother, so it's not any isurim, do and come marry these girls. They might be marrying their niece. They might be marrying not their niece. They might be marrying somebody else, just a stranger. Umesu b'lo banim. So zecholes lebita misafik. Zecholes lebita misafik. So just in case, this was my brother who married my daughter, so I have to do chalitza just in case I am not sure. Period. Aruch Laner again, three Aruch Laners right here at the beginning of today's daf. The Aruch Laner says, so what's happening in the case of Bito, just in case the daughter and the father are performing chalitza? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin that a melech lo choletz v'lo choltzin l'ishto. Why not? Why doesn't a melech do chalitza? If a melech's brother dies, chalitza is not done to his brother's wife because it's a bizayon to spit in front of the king. It's a bizayon for anybody to spit on the floor in front of the king. So there's no, because of that halacha, melech lo choletz. Melech lo choletz. Ask the Aruch Laner, so here you're doing it to your father. Isn't that also? It's potentially doing it to your father. We should say, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Right? Don't do chalitza. What, so a woman's going to be stuck? Maybe you can't do Yibam either, because it might be the daughter. So maybe you might just say, well, Chalitza is the better choice. You don't want her to be left in Aguna. You don't want her to, are you going to say that issue of Kavod of Bizayon is even a Daraisa to be Mafkia the Zika? Pashas, you wouldn't go that far. But it says Melech Lacholites, right? So what's the difference? So Larach Laner says, well, there's a big difference. Because a Melech that's Mochel on his Kavod, as we know, ain't Kvodo Machel. A Melech can't be Mochel on his Kavod. While a parent can be mochel on their kavod. Av shemochel al kvodo, it says in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Kibud Avaim and Simin Reish Mem, that a parent is allowed to be mochel on their kavod. And therefore, in this case, you're right, it could be the father. But he can be mochel on the kavod. So we know that's Allah quoting Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya, Simin Reish Mem, Sif Yutes, the parent can be mochel on the kavod. Like the unknown halacha of a child having to stand up for the parent when the parent walks into the room. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And yet, you know, many don't do that. Implicit mechila, right? Probably the child, once the child learns that that's the halacha, they should stand up for the first time until the parent says, what are you doing? And he says, it says in Shulchan Aruch. I'm supposed to stand up when you walk into the room. He says, oh, stop it. Right? So once the parent says that, so then, unless the parent wants the child to, you know, to be mechabi them in that way. But that's the halacha. See, here too, the father can be mochel on the rope. There is an interesting halacha based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. And that is, what if the child is the father's Rebbe? What if the child is the father's Rebbe? Then who stands up for who? You're supposed to stand up when your Rebbe walks into the room. You're supposed to stand up when your father walks into the room. So if your father's there, what do you do? So the consensus seems to be that the son still stands up for the father, even if the son is the Rebbe. But there are those who argue, and there's a very unusual story quoted in the Rush in Kiddushin, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Maharami Rutenberg, from the time he became the Maharami Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rush, the time he came, the Gadol Adar, he didn't go see his father. He never saw his father again. Because he didn't want to make his father stand up for him, and it would have been uncomfortable. His father would have wanted to stand up for him, he would have wanted to stand up for his father, so they never saw each other again. Sounds unusual. You might just say, what, just why? Because people wouldn't know, it's a bizayin. So put up a sign. My father is coming to the community today. Everybody should know that when I stand up for him, it's not a bizayin at Torah, because it's really my father. Just put up a sign, everybody knows. Unusual story. That kibud av aim is nidche, because he felt kibud av aim is nidche because of bizayin at Torah. So just tell everybody, my father's coming. Very unusual, but that's the Maharami Rutenberg in the Rush, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kibud Av Aim. Okay, let's continue. Those are the three cases of possibly having to do chalitza with a family member. So we continue now. Tanya, right in the middle. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. Ish v'isha, husband and wife. Pa'amim shemolidin chamesh umos. It's possible that one set of parents could have five descendants, all with a different halachic status. With a different halachic status. Wow, how could that be? Usually, the parents, whatever the parents are, that's what the children are. So here we go. Ketzad, Yisrael shalokach eved v'shivcha min ashuk. A Yisrael, a Jew, buys an eved and a shivcha from a non-Jew. When he buys them, he does not have in mind right away that he's buying them to be eved kananis, or shivcha kananios. So when he buys them, they're just not Jewish. They're just not Jewish. They're workers or servants that are going to work for him. So eved v'shivcha min ashuk. V'lein shnei banim. And these two non-Jews have two boys. V'nisgayer echad mehem. One of them becomes Jewish. One of them converts. Okay, so that's one child. We're going to see this Evan and Shifcha are going to have five children. So they have one child that converted. That boy is Jewish. Nimsa echad ger v'echad gov v'gachavim. They have one child who's a ger and one who's a non-Jew. Good. Hitbilan l'shem avdos. Then the master decides, you know what? I want these parents to be my Avadim, Eved Kanani Shivcha Kananis, meaning half Jewish, however you call it. And then they get together and have a child after they are in the status of Eved and Shivcha. Hare Kan, so now they have a child. So from beforehand they have Hare Kan Ger, Va'ovi Kochavim, the Eved. But now they have an Eved. They have a child who's an Eved. That's three. Shichrer Es HaShivcha. And then the masters decide, you know what? We want to be Meshachrer, our Shivcha Kananis. So now she becomes a full Jew. Ubaleh ha'eved, but the husband still loves her. And the husband lives with her, and they have a child. So this is Eved haba abas Yisrael. Harei kan, who do we have now? We have a ger, the original son, who converted. V'yovik ha'chavim, the original non-Jew son, who nothing happened to. The Eved and the child born after they were made into an Eved and a Shivcha. Umamzer, and a mamzer, because this is according to the opinions that Eved ve'akum haba bas Yisrael avlan mamzer, as we discussed that day earlier. Next, shichrer shnehem. So now he's meshachrer, not only the shivcha, but also the Eved, the father. V'hisiyon zelazeh. And they get married to each other. Harekan ger, the first one is a ger, v'ovikachavim, Eved, mamzer, v'Yisrael. So, one set of parents having five different children. We think that sometimes we hope our children are like in different worlds, see if they can get along with each other. You know, so here we have really five halachic worlds. And that's the case given, right? Why is the Gemara saying something like this? To say that each status, you know, depends what the parents are. Depends what the parents are doing, and that's the status that is given to the child. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmalan, what's the Chiddush element of this? It's like the opinion, Ovi Kachavim Ve'Eved, Abba Abbas Yisrael, Havlan Mamzer. Remember, we don't pasken that way, but that is the That is the chiddush part of this line. Tanu Rabbanan, continuing weiter, says the Gemara, Yish mocheres aviv lahagvosi moksubasa. There's even a case, this is the last unusual case, but again, it starts off with this radical line, and then we figure out what it means. There is a case where a person can end up having to sell his father in order to pay off his mother's ksuba. How does that work? Ketzad, Yisrael lokach eved v'shifcha min hashuk, a Jew buys a eved v'shifcha min hashuk, as we've said before. V'lohem ben, and they have a child, they have a son, who remains non-Jewish. The Shah remains non-Jewish. Right? He is not bought with the Eved and the Shifcha. And what happens? V'shichar is a Shifcha. And he frees the Shifcha. V'nas, and he marries her. He decides to marry the Shifcha. He falls in love with her. And he's Meshachar her. And he marries her. V'amad, v'kasav kol nechasav, libna. And she says, you know, they're getting along with each other. And all of a sudden he says, you know what? I'm giving all of my property to your son, who happens not to be Jewish. Right, because of kol nechasav libna, included in what he gives his son, his wife's son, is all his property, including his eved, who happened to be this woman's former husband. But that is the metzias. He gives all of the property to the son, v'nimsa, and then what happens? Let's say he dies, he wants a divorce. So then nimsa zemocheres aviv lahagvos limo ksubasa. If this non-Jewish boy's mother has to get her ksuba, so this son has to sell all the properties that he was just given as a matana, which includes his father, to pay his mother's ksuba. Because this all the property was mishubit to the ksuba before it was given over to him as a matana, as we know. So the chiv of ksuba started earlier. We mentioned in the past the beautiful lashon of Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas. Ksuba is something unusual. It's not a regular chiyuv that it's a chiyuv that kicks in, but it's a chiyuv to do what? When I borrow money, there's a chiyuv right now that I have to pay back the money. It's a chiyuv, and shibudim are created. By a ksuba, maybe it'll never be collectible. It's a chiyuv to be mischayev if the situation takes place in the future, death or divorce. So it's chiyuv lachuv. So it's unique. It's a unique type of chiyuv that only happens by ksuba. But that's the case here. So this child will have to sell his property, including possibly his father, in order to get money for his mother, for the estate of his mother's husband, to pay off the ksuba. My kamash, what's the chiddush? One of two. Number one, kula Rebbe Meir he. Maybe it's telling us the chiddush of Rebbe Meir, va'avdei mitaltali, and avadim are considered mitaltalin. That's Rebbe Meir shita. And umitaltali mishtabdi l'ksuba. And the chiddush is that even mitaltalin are meshuba to a woman's ksuba, not only karka. That's one daya. Or v'ibayaseh makamashlan avdika makarkoidam. You always say, no, avadim are like karka. A machlokas elsewhere. And then this braisa is according to everybody. Good. 2 points. Number one, there is a major machlokas rishonim. Tosfos quotes it here. There's a huge Tosfos and Ksubas about it. And that is within Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir says, Avadim are like mitaltalin. Rabbeinu Tam says, mitaltalin are meshubid to the ksuba from the ba'al. Meaning if the husband is divorcing, so then even mitaltalin are meshubid. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Mitaltalin mishtabdi the ksuba. But if it's the yarshim, they're generally not mishubit to the ksuba. To the yarshim only karka. Metaltali diyasmi lo mishtab di l'ksuba. That is Rabbeinu Tam Shita within Rabbi Meir. Right here, if you look in about the 10th line of Tosfos, V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, D'yava b'makam achiv koi, V'havi kamine, avo miyasmi, afila Rabbi Meir mode de lo mishtabdi. But from Yisomim, no, only karka. From Yisomim, not metaltalin. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. What's the problem with Rabbeinu Tam? Our Gemara. Our Gemara says the Avadim are like Metaltalin, and it's like Rabbi Meir, and the child is going to have to sell his father. So doesn't this show that Metaltalin are Mishub Dilek Suba? So the Tosfos has to say, this is different because this was probably a Matanas Shchiv Meira. A Matana at the end of somebody's life, Shchiv Meira, which is a general rule breaker. Right, there are many rules that are broken by Matanas Shchiv Meira. You don't need a Kinyan, and he really wants them to be Meshavit. So that's why this is different. But b'yisod, only metaltali diyasmi are not meshubit to the ksuba, even within Rebbe Meir. And the Ritva, elsewhere and here, argues. He says, no, according to Rebbe Meir, metaltalin are collected from the yisomim. V'shma mina, says the Ritva. You learn from our Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam has to come up with a big chiddush to explain our Gemara why it's an exception. Rabbi Ritva says pashut. V'shma mina dila Rabbi Meir afilu matadu liyasmi v'shtavdi lebalchov. Masha'en kein l'rabanan. Dila ditu afilu mechayim lo m'shtavdi lemetatuli. Deba'al midin Talmud. Right, the Rabbanan say the opposite. That even mechayim, midar raisa, they're not m'shubit l'ksuba. Takhanas ha'ga'onim, maybe they are. That is one machlokas that we have here that's quoted in the Rishonim. Number one. Number two is the little Tosfos. What does the Gemara say? Machlokas, avadim, are metaltalin, and according to the first day, and mishtavdi l'ksuba, like Rabbi Meir Shita. Ask Tosfos, don't we find all over Shas, avadim hukshula karkos? Avadim are considered like karka. Not their property, but it's a unique type of property. So why don't we say that here, avadim hukshula karkos? Answers Tosfos, why? This is a unique case. Even if you want to say regarding other halachas on the Mukshula Karkos, you're not going to say that by collection of ksuba. Because why is karka the ultimate asset that the wife usually collects from? Because of smichas das. That's what she relies on. That's going to always be there. Karka ate an exeles. And therefore she has smichas das on the karka. That svara of smichas das does not apply to an eved. The eved could run away. The eved could die. So therefore, she doesn't have, even if you want to say in some formal sense, avadim are like karka, but when it comes to collecting the ksuba, we don't say that avadim are considered like karka. That's an important line in Tosfos. Avagavde b'chol tuchta amrinan, hukshu avadim lekarkos, hacha yesh lechoshvam kemetaltali, delo samcha daite ilavayhu. She doesn't have smichas das, lefisha shem meisim ubarachim. They run away, and therefore, it is not included in the what she thinks about. See the Gilyan Ashas here? He says, look at the Rashbam in Baba Basra. The Rashbam also says it. So that the Rashbam says it, but he even says it a little sharper. If you look at that Rashbam, Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Ches Amad Aleph, says the Rashbam, Nehi de Iskish Lekarkos, yes, Avadim are Kaber to Karko, Kid de Ksiv, Vihisnachaltem, Osam Livnechem Acharechem, Ers Lechuza, Hanimili Lidvarim Haksuvim Batorah. That's only for items that are written in the Torah. We might call them formal dinim. Kigon. Liknosan bekesef ubishtara bechazaka. How do you do a kinyan in Evan? Do you use the kinyani metaltalin or the kinyani karka? So you use the kinyani karka. That's how you do a kinyan in Evan. Kesef shara chazaka. Vishaloli shava aleim. You don't take a shvua when an Evan is involved. Vishain bohem ona'a. There's no ona'a bikarkos. That also is no ona'a by avadim. Aval inyan balchov. Kimetaltali dummy. But regarding Balchov or an Argamar Ksuba, they're like metaltalin. De ain bezdin somech ella al karkos. Ain Balchov somech ella al karkos. Shein yecholon leyaveit. It can't get lost. For the losses mim komam. Avadim. Lo samchadaite. Hilkoch lo mishtabdile. So avadim in formal senses. Kinyanim and ona, so all of that, then it's like karka. Mashenkin, when it comes to just practical halachos, in terms of what a woman relies on, what a balchov relies on, then it would be like mitaltalin. Again, there is a major topic, I'll just give you the Mar Makom, in Shiuri Harav, the sefer they put out from Rav Soloveitchik's Torah on Shechita and Basar B'Chalav and Tarovas. So there, in Simen Chav Gimel, they discuss two principles in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim's son, Rav Soloveitchik's father. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, he's mechalik based on stiras in Rambams and in Gemaras between two principles, and that is karka versus metaltalin and mechubar versus talush. He says different halachas are totally on different things. Sometimes you go by, well, is this considered mechubar or is this considered talush? For example, there's a stira in the Rambam regarding talush l'basov chibro, a house. You have a house. The house didn't grow from the ground. The house came from raw materials that were detached from the ground, and then they were built onto the ground. So that's called talush ulabasov chibro. It was detached, and now you're mechaberit. So talush ulabasov chibro. So is that called talush, or is that called mechubar? So regarding hilchas shechita, it's called talush. Called talush. Meaning, if you have something that's talush ulabasov chibro, and you use that to shecht an animal, b'dieved it's okay. B'dieved it's called a shechita, even though you can't use something mechubar to the ground to cut with. But on the other hand, the Rambam paskins that ain't me'ila by a bias. There's no me'ila. You can't be mo'al on a house. Why? Because it's considered a karka. So, which is it? Is talus l'basiv chibro considered metaltalin, like shechita, or considered like karka, like a house? So, Moshe Soloveitchik is mechalik between karka versus mechubar. And depending which halacha, what the halacha goes by, me'ila goes by karka. So, a house might be considered halachically formally karka. It might not be called mechubar. because it's not attached, but it could be called karka. So you might have a similar discussion here by avadim. Might be another way to answer the problems by what an eved is. An eved might be, like this might be the svar behind that Rashbam. An eved might be hukash lakarka in formal halachos, where it's karka versus metaltalin, but where it is mechubar versus talush, then obviously an eved is not mechubar. An eved could run away, and that might be what's tali in terms of the smichas das context. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah, the next mixture case. Ha'isha sh'nesari v'lada b'vlad kalasa. A woman whose daughter she had a baby. Amazingly, her daughter, herself, she and her daughter-in-law are in the hospital together. And they both have baby girls, mazel tov. And now they get mixed up. She doesn't know who is her daughter and who is her granddaughter. That's the Shaila. Higdilu atarovas, and then the girls, grow up. V'nasu nashim, and I'm sorry, they each have baby boys. Vlad. And they, higdilu atarovas, these boys grow up, v'nasu nashim, and they get married. I'm not sure if I'm dancing at my son's wedding or my grandson's wedding. Either way, it's the same guest list, so it's okay. Right, so it's all in the same family. V'nasu nashim v'mesu. So now they die. So now this girl has to have something done to her, but we don't know. Is this really her brother-in-law, or maybe this was the upper generation or the lower generation? Right, that's the shiloh. If it was an upper generation, so then maybe this is a problem because this is like Asha's, my father's brother's wife. If it's a lower generation, then it could be okay because it could be a niece. So, b'nei akala choltsin v'lo miyabim. The b'nei akala from the younger generation, they can't do chalitza. Why? Shu savik eishes achiv, savik eishes achi aviv. I might be getting yibum, but it also might be my father's brother's wife. So therefore, I can't do yibum. I should have to do chalitza. B'nei azakena, but the b'nei azakena, they're the upper generation. The higher generation, that's fine. O choltsin o miyabim. Because what's the suffix? Shu savik eishes achiv, then they would be filling the mitzvah of yibum. The eishes ben achiv. And if not, it's my brother's son's wife. That's also fun. Marry the niece. So in either case, it is okay. Mesu haksherim. But what if not the ta'arovos dies, but the ksherim died, right? The ksherim meaning the Vadai brothers. So then, ha'tarovos l'bnei ha'tarovos. What do the unsure brothers do? So l'bnei hazakena to the older generation, choltsev lo miyabin. So here it's the opposite. Right, they have to do chalitza, not yibum. Why? Shu safik eishes achiv. Maybe it's yibum, but the eishes achi aviv. But it could be my father's brother's wife because it's the upper generation. So this is a problem. L'bnei akala echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. L'bnei akala, it's okay because one of them is going to be a niece. That is the worst that it could be. So that's one case of mixtures. Now we have the next case, which is now not getting into marriage, but getting into halachas of kahuna. Kohenes shenisarei v'ladim avlad shivchasa. So a kohen, an eishes kohen, and her shivcha, both have babies at the same time and they get mixed up. So now you have a chat, sure, is this a kohen or is this an eved of a kohen? You're not sure who this baby boy is. Harei elochem etruma. Well, either way, they can eat truma. Because a Kohen can eat truma, and an Eved of a Kohen can eat truma. Remember, we're talking about an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri does not eat truma, right? He's not owned in the same way. And they get one portion of truma from the granary, right? One, because Mimanefshaf, they're only going to get one, they're not going to get two. Ve'enon mitamin lemesim, and they cannot be tamei mes, because maybe they're a Kohen. We're going to give them all the chumris of Kohen and non-Kohen. So they cannot be mitamei mesim, right? The Rishonim say, except if it is one of the seven relatives of the Kohen, because then Mimanefshach, either it's his seven relatives or he's an Eved and therefore he doesn't have Kedusha. Right? So if it's one of those, it is okay. The Einar Nosim Nashim. They can't get married. Bink Sheiras Beim Sulos. They can't get married because you're not sure who this is. Is this a Kohen or is this an Eved of a Kohen? Higdilu Atarovos. Let's stop there for a second. What about Berchas Kohanim? Can they do Berchas Kohanim? So there's a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov in Simin Sadi Gimel has a case. There was a man who was married for a very long time, and he was a Kohen, and he so like to be a Kohen, etc., etc., and they finally found out that years earlier, his wife's earlier marriage, which he always knew he had, ended in divorce. So now what? So she's a Grusha. Got to get divorced. You would think it's an open and shut case. Nothing to talk about. No, wait! Are Kohanim today Vade Kohanim? Maybe they're only Kohanim Muchzakim, says the Shvus Yaakov. and maybe these elderly gentlemen who remember that she was a grusha, maybe they're not believed. But at root, he says, maybe they're only suffik on him. Benidon didon. It wasn't a case of a grusha, an old grusha, it's an old chalutza. Now we get into the suffik chalitza case. So he says, benidon didon chalitza derabanan, but they say it happened. It's not a suffik chalitza, it's vada chalitza. But the guy is a koine muchzak. He doesn't have a shtar miyuchas. Ein lahach merlios kofin lahotzi. Kibon tekoni, suffik ninu, etc. Along the way, towards the end of that tshuva, he says, af besuffik koin gomur, mutter lisa kapov, ulavarech. He says, even if you have a, well, it's right, he says, once I'm saying he's only suffik koinim today, so how can they duchen? How can they make brachas? How can they do brachas koinim? The more I say that, yeah, they're only sfikas, then we shouldn't allow them to do the mitzvos. So he says, no problem. What do you mean? A suffik kohen is not a duchin. Look in Yevamis. Tzadi tesam abeis. The Mishnah there talks about suffik kohenim. Why doesn't the Mishnah say he can't duchin? It says he can't do this and he can't do that. Why doesn't it say he can't duchin? Because he can duchin. Wow. He says, Deloka chashav nami ha deinu nosi kapav. V'dochik lomer detan of a shir. And I didn't see any of the postgames say it. He says, Vade tzorach lomer. Tavakav the suffik u nosi kapav. Midarabanon, whatever that means. Ava pita zara nosi kapav over base. Even though a zara who goes up is o violates an ase, listen to his lashon. Mikal makom. Kibon de kohen. She'eno nosi kapav. Ki'ilu over bisholosh ase. As if he's violating three ases by not tochening. Lachen amru chachamim disa kapav. Imhu safi kohen. V'kibon de midarabanon nosi kapav. Shapir mevarech. And once he's tochening, let him make a bracha. That's the Shvus Yaakov. Ask the Gilyonei Hashas right here in our Gemara. I don't know what he's talking about, start to finish. First of all, I never heard of something called Nosei Kapav Midrabanan, number one. Number two, I never heard of, well, once you're doing it, you make a bracha. Whenever you have a suffix, you always say, do the mitzvah and don't make the bracha. That's always the rule. And number three, how can you say Kohanim today are suffix? We treat them as Vade Kohanim for all intents and purposes. Okay, we won't allow them to be Truma, they're Tamei. But the Shvus, the Gilyonei Hashas says, I don't understand what he's talking about. We wouldn't let a suffik kohen duchen. The commission doesn't mention it. Oh, come on. That's not a raya. But mechilas fotaraso. I argue on each one of his points. It goes here. Goes through each one. Every time there's a Shvus Yaakov relating to a Gemara, the Gilyonei Hashas quotes it. Obviously, new Shvus Yaakov by heart. But he quotes every case, every time there's a Shvus Yaakov. Okay, let's continue. So that's in terms of his being a suffik kohen. Next. Higdilo tarovos. Remember the case, we're talking about a case of a man who's either a Kohen or a Evet Kohen. Higdilo atarovos, if they grow up, v'shichru zezeh, and they each give star shichrus to each other. Right, so Baruch Hashem, they're both free men now. No sin nashim haru'uyos l'gahuna. They're still only allowed to marry a woman who a Kohen can marry. Ru'uyos l'gahuna. Why? Because maybe this person was a Kohen always. Ve'enon mitamim l'meisim, they still can't be mitamim meis. V'imnitzma'u ein sof gin harabim. And if they become tamim meis, we don't give them malchus. Why? Rashi says, hasra safik. Right, you don't know if this guy was a real Kohen or not, so you can't give him Malkus. It's Hasra is Mesupak. Ve'enan Ochlin b'truma, and they can't eat Truma anymore because maybe he's a free man who's an Evan Meshuchrar, he is not a Kohen, therefore he can no longer be given Truma. Ve'im Achlu, what if he did eat Truma? Enan Meshalman, Kerem Dachomesh, he doesn't have to pay for it. Because maybe he was a Kohen, a Moshe Mechavir, a Levaraya. He does not have to pay for the Truma. Tosas does point out, in the little Tosfos Ve'im, that he has to be mafresh, even though he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. He has to be mafresh. Tosfos says, Nehi de Mishalman, Mikol Macham, Tzorach Tzrichan Lahafresh, Mishum Kapara. We had this a few weeks ago also. When we pay for eating Truma by mistake, if a Yisrael ate Truma by mistake, he has to pay. What is that called? That Tashlumen. It's not just because he stole from a Kohen, but because he needs a Kapara, because he didn't have Vera. He ate Truma when he wasn't supposed to. And therefore, this person, fine, Hamos Bechavel of Araya, but it's not just Didi Mamanis here, says Tosfos. And therefore, he has to be mafresh it, and even though he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. Could he eat it? You have to be mafresh it? It's a fascinating discussion again in the Achronim here. When do you get your kapara? Fine, you need a kapara. So you get it when it's hufrash, without giving it to the Kohen? So then, is it Truma yet, or is it not Truma yet? If it's Truma already, and that's why your kapara works, then you shouldn't be able to eat it. Right? It's already Hufrash. But it's supposed to be Chulin Mesukanim, right? As I said earlier, your mafresh fruit, and it gets the status of Truma. And if it's not considered Truma until it gets to the Kohen, then how does the kapara work beforehand? So that's a circular question that the Achronim ask on this Tosfos, Tosfos Ksubas Daf Lamed. It also has it, when exactly is the kapara achieved? Just by the hafrasha, or by the nesina, and that affects whether you get a kapara right away. Viter, say Mishalma Karen Vachomish Veina Chokan al Goren. They also are not cholik on the Goren, meaning each of these people might not be a Kohen, therefore they can't go get a portion from the granaries. Tosa says, even if they go together and say, you know what, give us a portion because one of us gets it, you can't do that. The guy that's still, no, each one of you. No, you might not be a Kohen. No, you might not be a Kohen. Right, so even if they come together, you don't give them. Umochrin has a truma v'adamim shalahem. If they have their own truma, as we said, they could sell it and they get to keep the money. V'adamim shalahem, meaning they could charge for it. Because maybe I'm a Kohen. Maybe I shouldn't have to give this to you. They can't get a portion of Karbanos. They not them lahem kachim. You don't give them kachim. What does that mean? Rashi has two days here. Either we don't allow them to be makar of Karbanos. Right? Because maybe they're not a Kohen. We don't give them portions of Karbanos. Maybe it means that we don't give them, Rashi second day, we don't give them Bechor or a Cherem, right? The first part also Rashi discusses might mean we don't force them to give their Karbanos to the Kohen Mishmar that's here now. They get to choose. Basically, Lamaisa, all related to Karbanos topics, we don't treat them like a Kohen. V'in motzi en shalahem miyadeyem, but we don't take their carbon out from them. They could keep whatever parts of Karbanos a Yisrael is allowed to keep also. U'peturim en azorom en elchayim en akeva, and they're parted from giving these matanos that are usually given from chulin animals to a Kohen, because maybe they are not Yisraelim. U'becharo yeirash yistayev, if they have a bechar behema tahora, then they do not have to give that to the Kohen. They could keep it until it gets a mum, and then they can eat it. As we know, a bechar behema tahora is the only animal carbon that once it can lose its kedusha by itself. If it gets a mum, it automatically is no longer kodesh. V'nosin alav, chumrei kohanim v'chumrei yisraelim. We give them the chumres of both kohanim and yisraelim. Fine. Sum up pasuk. Viter. Mesu akshir mechulu. So what did the Mishnah say? Well, in the first half of the Mishnah, if the Tarovos died, and if the Ksherim died. Elahanach mishum di arav lo havilu psulin. What do you mean Ksherim? Are the other ones psulim? They didn't do anything wrong. They're just mixed up. Amar papa ema umesu havadoin. You're right. It's the vadais and the suffix. It's not the kashas and the apostles, because they didn't do anything wrong. Lebnei akala echad cholis mechulu. As we said, that to the Bnei Akala, then they could do Chalitz and Yibam. Davka Michlatz v'hadu Yevumei, Avali Yevumei B'Rishalot, Kapag Abiv HaMalashuk. As we said, whenever you have to do a team, Chalitz and Yibam, do Chalitz first. Kohen Eshin Esar V'chulu, Chelak Echa Pshita. If this Kohen and Suffolk Eved Kohen go to get a portion of Truma, obviously they're only going to get one portion. Not going to get two. There's only one of them. Eima Chelak Ke'echa Tznan. No, it doesn't mean one, it means like one, they both have to show up. They both have to show up there. Kimanda Amar, meaning if only one of them goes to the granary and gets it, the farmer does not have to give it to them. And should not give it to them. Why? Kimanda Amar, this bitch is following the opinion, Ein Chokin Shuma La'eved Ela Imkein Rabo Imo. You never give Shuma just to an Eved unless the master is there. Why? Because if you give it to an Eved, people are going to think that he's a Kohen. And they might treat him like a Kohen for marriage purposes. If he goes always with another person, oh yeah, he's an Eved, that's his master. Titania, as the Brisa says, this is a machlokes. Ein chokin truma la'eved elem kein rabo imo divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Right, you're not allowed to. He's worried. Rebbe Yossi omer yachol sheyomar. He could say, no, im Kohen ani tenu li bishvil atzmi. If I'm a Kohen, give it for me. Vim Eved Kohen ani tenu li bishvil Rebbe. Meaning Rebbe Yossi is not worried. What's the nekudas a machlokes? It's not a svar machlokes. This is a reality of society, machlokes. Bimkom el sher Rebbe Yehuda hayumalin mitruma. Maybe it started off as a logic, but now it's a reality. Bimkom el sher Rebbe Yehuda hayumalin mitruma liyuchsin. In Rebbe Yehuda's locale, people used to be ma'ale. People in their minds, they used to see somebody eating truma, and they used to say, "Wow, I guess he's a Kohen," and they would treat him like a Kohen for marriage purposes. So that's why in Rebbe Yehuda's town, that Eved can only get truma with his master. Bimkom el sher Rebbe Yossi lo hayumalin mitruma liyuchsin. And Rabbi Yossi said, they never did that. So it was no worry. And therefore an Eved could get it whenever he wants, even without his master. Right? The concept of Elu ve'elu, in practice, right? Depending where you are, there were different halachas. Tanya, last one for today. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Mi yam Elohi adati ela edus echad. I only was mayan. In the world of testimonies of Yichus, I only gave testimony once. V'helu Eved lakun al pi. And you know what? I was mayed, and I thought he was a Kohen. because I saw him eat truma, but he was really an eved. But based on my testimony, they brought him to treat him like a kohen. But it says halu sakadaitach, really? They made a mistake based on his words. Hashta behemten shal tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu meiv takala al yadan. Even the animals of tzadikim, there is no takala brought for them. There are other gemaras about that. That even the animals of tzadikim don't eat tevel, etc. Tzadikim asman lo kol shekein. Tzadikim themselves, surely, how could you say that Reb Elazar bar Tzadok made such a mistake and based on his mistake? So the Bach takes out these whole two lines. We'll see why in a second. Ella ema bichu lahalos evelikun alpi. They wanted to. They were about to. Why? What was the mistake? Chaza ba'asri Reb Yossi. I saw in the place of Reb Yossi somebody getting truma because there they didn't need the eved to be there, the master to be there. Va'aza ba'asri ba'asri Reb Yehuda. And then I gave testimony in Reb Yehuda's town where they were mala. I didn't realize it. There was a different metzias there, and that was my mistake. Period. Why does the Bach take out this girsa? The whole girsa here. Rashi has the girsa. Tosfos takes it out. Why? Because there is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted many times in Tosfos, all over Shas, but the source of it is in Sefer HaYashar. Sefer HaYashar Rabbeinu Tam says, this principle of Behemten Shal Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Takala, doesn't apply that, oh, a tzaddik can't do an Avera. Of course Tzadikim can do Averas. It applies only to Midi Da'achila. Only by food issues. Hashem won't let a tzaddik eat something that's not kosher or that's there's a problem with. That's where the principle applies. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar, Simin Taf Mem Aleph. Gabi Achila Vadai. Because he quotes many stories. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai gave testimony made him Zomamin. I mean, there's many cases in Shas where people made mistakes. So Gabi Achila Vadai, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Takala Al Yedeihen. The Efshar Shelo Yizgala Lahen Ha Iser Sheyesh Ba'osa Achila. Somehow they'll figure it out. Aval Gabi Shar Dvarim Kego Hanach Sheizkarti Lamala Chet Goreim. Sometimes there's problems. Chet goreim. So it's only we did the achila. After Rabbeinu Tam on himself, what about Yevamah Sadi Tesama Beis? What about Rabbeinu Tam? This is not about eating. This is about testifying about somebody. So even non-midid achila. So he says, two answers. Number one, Chada, Tiyahid Yevamah Lesa B'chal Asvarim. In my Gemara's at home, says Rabbeinu Tam, those two lines don't exist. And the fact that it's not in Yevamis, the same Gemara that appears in Ksubis, also, it should be that it's a wrong girsa. And if you want to say, well, I don't want to change the girsa, well, I'll tell you this case is different. Why? You are causing an Evan now, who is not a Kohen, is really an Eved, eating Shuma, so it is about food. So that's why it is about Midi Da'achila. But that is the Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted all over. And again, the why is eating different? So there are many sources that talk about the Mesillas Yesharim talks about this in Perek Yud Aleph and other Achronim, that eating, Averis of eating, are affect the Neshama. Even if it's Beshogeg, Machalas Asuras are Metamte Malev, the Chelkas Yaakov in Yaredeya, Shedvarim Asurim, La Olam He Metamte Mesalev, Afilu Bishashem Mutterlecho, Kagon Bamatzav Shel Pikuach Nefesh. Or, right, it quotes others, Ulai Zehabir, that's why Dafka, Shalei Yikashlu, Rabbeinu Tam, is Dafka by those Averas of Machalas Asuras. This also relates to the Nesivis we like to quote in terms of differences between Machalas Asuras Daraisa and Machalas Asuras Darabanan. Right, Drabanan Shogig doesn't need a kapara because it's not inherently the item, the chefza, it's just the gavra. So it's not metamte malev, mashenkein, machoz asura's daraisa might be in the chefza, and that's why it is metamte the lave, even b'shogig, and that's why we need kapara, even b'shogig. So it relates to that nesivus. Maybe we'll start with that nesivus again, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Be'ez Hashem. We continue tomorrow with the last full daf here in the 11th perek until we get to the 12th perek, which is all about chalitza. Okay, we'll stop here.